The Cowboys are faced with the prospect of starting a rookie quarterback in the opener Sunday against the Giants. And joining us now in studio to talk about the psychology of starting a rookie quarterback is our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, the noted author and psychology professor at the University of Texas at Dallas. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George.
Good morning,
How
Dr.
are you
Maxwell.
Doing? Good.
Doing
it's
fine.
Wonderful
great.
To be with you. So wonderful
it is
to
wonderful.
Be with you.
Hope you had a great Labor Day.
George, were you over there doing some comedy or something like that? Yes, I had a wonderful Labor Day. It was great.
Good, good.
Went out onto the lake. You know, got my little bikini, what do you call it?
A bikini?
Swimsuit.
Bathing suit. Swimsuit, yes. Yeah. And laid out and had a wonderful time out on the lake.
Great. That's great.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. What? Said, I'm just...
You're doing that comedy again or something?
No, I'm not doing comedy.
I'm
just repeating what you said.
Yes, I'm here to talk about, a little bit about the Cowboys.
Yes.
And Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
he is a really much, very much love this young man.
Uh-huh.
Very, I love him.
Good.
Dak has to be very nervous, and he's being thrown into a very serious situation right now. You know, he didn't expect... to be the starter.
No.
No, okay. It's very serious.
This is very, very serious. Right. And he's got to be very, you know, nervous because it's tough being a new athlete. You know, I identify with this because many times when I'm with a new bunch of guys, I get very nervous.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard for me to come to the conclusion that it's just because I'm unsure of my own worth or my own ability or whatever, you know.
Sure.
When you're teaching a class or
good.
Something.
Yeah. No. it's, you know, it's so much easier after I meditate. That's what I do. And that's what I recommend to Dak. You know, meditate. Find your center.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, because I do that. And then it's much easier for me to put my hands between the man's legs and take the snap in my pickup games in the park.
Sure.
Okay. Why don't you just
I play a lot of games
yourself.
In the park. What?
Well, no one uses a center when you play pickup games. Just snap it to yourself.
Well, I do, sir.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
What do you mean pickup games in the park?
Yeah.
You define that?
I think it's self-explanatory.
You go to the park, you play
it's
football.
Self-explanatory, Craig. Okay. You ever heard of something that's self-explanatory?
I didn't catch that, but okay.
Well, I brought you guys some books. Now, these are
you
spirit-
what?
I brought you guys some books.
Some what?
Some books!
Books!
Oh, books! B-U-U-K-S, books!
Books. Yes.
Open up your ears, Craig Miller!
Yes, yeah. You're a noted author. You have... penned or co-penned over 6,000
books. 6,000 books. Man. And if you add in editing and doing illustrations, it's over 10,000.
Wow.
Wow, yes. You do illustrations,
so,
too.
Yes. So I brought you guys some of these books here. Let me see if I get... Okay, here we go. These are cowboy-related books.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fresh off the press, George.
Just in time for football season.
Yes, fresh off the press. This is called... Beating a Drug Test for Dummies by Zeke Elliott. This is in the long line of for dummies.
Right.
Yes. And then this one's related. This is a fascinating book. I'm very proud of this title. It's called Texts from the Sauna, My Life with Zeke Elliott by Zeke Elliott's Girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a short book.
She wishes to remain anonymous.
Remain what?
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yes.
And oh, okay.
We take people's confidentiality very seriously. Seriously, an appreciable amount of concern and care. An appreciable amount of concern and
what
care.
Is, within
appreciable.
Oh, appreciable.
Appreciable. Appreciable. Everyone loves books by experts and businessmen snap these up at the airport. You know, you have like a famous coach or something write about how to win.
Sure.
Those will sell. So I got this one here. This is called 8-8, My Robotic Approach to Playing 500 Football by Jason Garrett. It's really
That's
selling
not really
well
winning,
at love.
At love.
Yeah, not doing so well at DFW, but at love, it's really silly. This is called Shell Shocked, and I'm going to give this one to Dak. This is called Shell Shocked, How One Rookie Season Made a Famous Quarterback Want to Quit Playing Football by Troy A. It's anonymously written as well.
Put a name on it, though, so.
Yeah, you got to figure that one out.
And in the 70% off bin, I'm offering this to your listeners for one team and one team only.
70%
off. 70% off. It's called I'm Back, Looking Forward to a Great Injury-Free Season in 2016 by Tony Romo.
Oh, no, gosh.
You wrote it this summer.
Autographed too, so.
Published a little early.
Yes. So these are only $1.99 right now on my website.
Yeah.
Well, some good reading.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those books with us. I just, I don't know if you saw me this weekend.
I was
driving by the gay rights parade.
What?
And I saw that you were marching, and I rolled down the window and I waved at you, and you acted like you didn't know who I was. So I guess the next logical question is, are you actively and openly campaigning for gay rights?
You were just driving by, bitch!
Oh, how do you do that to him every time he runs out of the studio?
I feel so bad.
Well, you should. What difference does it make?